Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How are you
in the name of our Lord Jesus?
And
how is your life?
I'm
going to request to greet of your
brethren. Tell
them to move, prepare the book of the Holy Spirit. Their mind, his heart, even his inner man,
where the
Spirit is going to write the Holy Scriptures. To remind them to you and to move by them, even to preach them to others. That's the promise of God that in 2 Corinthians chapter
3
verses 1 to
6.
Praise Jesus much and encourage you, prepare his Bible, his book, even his pen. That he writes in his book, for that one he can do it. Even the Holy Spirit will bear his weakness.
Not
being able to write in their mind, in their heart, even in their inner man. That's why he promised Romans chapter
8,
verse 26 to
27,
that the Holy Spirit is to bear our weakness. Praise Jesus
much.
I'm by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and
our
Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We're based in the ministry of the full knowledge of God. To move will come with the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and his glory.
To
reach you to life everlasting. For we remember
in
the Hosea 4:6, God's people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. In that knowledge, straight it's the revelation. According to Proverbs chapter 28, chapter 29, verses 18. Praise Jesus much. But when we get that knowledge, even to be revealed the one true God, and the Christ Jesus is saying, we get the eternal life, as he promised in John 17, verse 3. And he said that this is the eternal life, to know you the one true God, and the Christ Jesus is saying.
So
that's where we will come to the new generation of the full knowledge of God and his glory, reaching you to the life everlasting, the generation which was promised in the Psalm 78 verses 6 unto
8.
Praise Jesus much. And we're leading God's worldwide promised call, promised from the beginning as created, as in Isaiah 41 in the verse 4. In that call, God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet earth.
An
intention of either the devil stand this world as Sodom and Gomorrah. Those are one in the Romans chapter 9, verse 28 to 29. In this work, it's the revival and the restoration of all things, the greatest and the last,
in
preparing all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth, as he spoke in the Acts chapter 3 verse 20 to 21. And right now, we want to move on with the 12th part of God's heavenly government on the earth and its central government. God's government, the governments of the earth. Praise Jesus much. And we are still moving on with the 8th department of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department the
department of the Holy Spirit and His fullness on the earth. And we are going to be seeing
division.
The fifth division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Division,
division of the spirit of knowledge of God on the earth.
And
the responsibilities falling in there. And we don't know what to delay. We went to straight begin. For we are to see like 8 points. Those falling in the spirit of knowledge of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those revealed from the much light of the word of God. The light of knowledge. The light of revelation. 8 points. We expect to see in them 2 parts. For they are so broad. Yet we quickly pass through them in the brief summary. Praise Jesus
much.
So let's straight begin with the first point.
It says
that the spirit or the eye of knowledge of God
is
responsible to reveal the full light of the word of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. To be able to manifest all things under heavens and the earth, even those found above the heavens. Those found above the heavens. Before heavens and the earth were created. At the beginning. And where we find the new heavens and the new earth. Even the everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I've told you like this in the first point. That the spirit or the eye of knowledge of God on the earth
is
responsible to reveal the full light of the word of God, light of the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, the Bible, to manifest all things in the heavens and the earth. Even those found above the heavens before the creation happened, right at the beginning and the end, where we find the new heavens and the new earth, to know all those within it, even beyond the new heavens, to reaching the everlasting. All the light of the word of God brings revelation and knowledge of those.
It passes
under spirit of knowledge of God. That is why he speaks most of our issue.
In the
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, that he commanded that light to shine in the darkness of the lies of Satan, darkness of ignorance, darkness of not being revealed. Let's read we hear.
Abakolinse ekyokubiri esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Eyeka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7.
Naye obugagga obwo tulinabwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba. Amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda, so si eri ffe.
But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Praise Jesus much. Because God commanded light to shine in darkness. Light of knowledge of glory of God before Christ. And that light puts it in our vessels of clay. That knowledge, which is full,
pass
through light of the word of God, the holy scriptures,
he
puts it in our earthly vessels.
Amanya, amanji,
and the much power that we read of in the fourth division, the spirit of mighty of God on the earth, that unlimited and it manifests.
But
has first filled in us the light of knowledge, light of the full knowledge of God, and he puts it in our earthly vessels, and it reveals all things right from planet earth, passing through all the heavens, reaching above the heavens before creation happened. At the beginning, we find the new heavens and the new earth, even in the everlasting, beyond the new heavens and the new earth, was found above the heavens, that all that light
is
responsible of by the spirit of knowledge, and it the light moving within the holy scriptures to bringing knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because all the holy scriptures, whether they are in the words, whether in the commands of the laws, it
has
remained in the light of knowledge. It is what shines. For when you say in the Psalms 119, verse 105, he says his word is a lamp. Let's read we here.
Zaburi,
Psalms 119, verses
105.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. When he said that the word of God,
Tabaza,
it's a lamp,
Irumusana,
and a light,
Ogumurisiza,
which lightens on my feet.
Abakugambi,
he has told you,
nti, okumanya kwe chigambo cha Katonda,
that the knowledge of the word of God,
okumanya,
knowledge,
uba omusano ogwokumanya,
or the light of knowledge,
oguita mu chigambo cha Katonda,
which passed through the word of God,
gutambulira mu level zibiri.
It moves within two levels.
Gutambulira mu level eyaka nga etabaza,
in the levels which shines like a lamb.
Era wali ebyawandikibwa,
in their scriptures,
nabisoka nabikumulisizaako katono paka nga wali,
lightens you a little to that small distance.
Niwabawo ebirala ebyongezaamu,
others which add
in, nabiringanga omusana omungi,
great much light,
nebikumulisiza paka eri,
lightens to the far off. That's why I've told you that
omusana ogwokumanya,
the light of knowledge, which brings the full knowledge of God, which passed through the word of God, the holy scriptures, it lightens you in all things, and builds all things,
and
manifests things from the planet earth, passing through all the heavens, reaching above the heavens, at the beginning and the end, where we find heavens and the new earth in their fullness, even beyond the new heaven and the new earth, to reach the everlasting of God. For that light
of
moves in two levels, light of the word of God, light which brings knowledge and revelation, it brings revelation.
It
first appears the level like of a lamp. You know, when you put a lantern here,
it
can lighten to just that small distance, or just there. But if you bring the sun, it can lighten to the very far off. Yet light of the Holy Scriptures. It can be multiplied times more than the sun of this earth. That's why it goes right into far to the everlasting. Have you read that scripture?
Yes, you must be new.
Praise Jesus. The light of the word of God. It moves from the level of the lamb in
lightning
and in manifesting. And it goes to the level of the sun. And moves to that level. Multiplies the sun 7 times. Yes. Now before I go there, even the laws,
because
they are the same as the word of God, the laws, commandments, and judgments, them to bring light which is in the same levels. Let's read in the Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. He says like this.
Ngero esule yomukaga nolo nyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
Proverbs chapter 6 verses 23.
Kubange teka tabaza ekiragiro musana nokunenya kuyo akuyigiriza lyekube lyobulamu.
For the commandment is a lamp and the law is light and the leaves of instruction are the way of life.
Hey.
Yes.
Ekiragiro,
the command
tabaza,
is a lamp.
Eteka,
the law,
musana,
is light.
Gumulisa paka mkuwe lio bula mbuta guwao.
To the way of the eternal life.
Eri paka mbuta guwao.
Right to the everlasting.
Kakati nabako.
Now you see.
Abantu bulijo manjiba teroku wa ulechi gambo cha katonda.
People always separated the word of God. And they separated from the commands and the laws. But all are what manifest the light of knowledge. For commands are spoken of as they
say.
That if it wasn't the command, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known sin. But for the command, I knew sin. Yes. It's not that in Romans 7. Let's read there, we hear.
Abalumi esule yo musanvu. Balumi esule yo musanvu. Nolu nyiriri oru musanvu.
Romans chapter 7 and the verse 7.
Kale tunayogera tutya. Amateka chie chibi. Chitalo. Nye sandi tegede chibi. Wawula mateka.
What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. Yes. Now knowledge,
the
light of knowledge which lightens in the sin, which
passed
through the word of God, the commands and the laws and the judgments, it lightens up to all things. I've told it lightens from the planet earth
and
everything within it, that of righteousness and of evil,
and
lightens in all the heavens, reaches above the heavens before creation happens, at the beginning and the end,
and
lightens, for that's where we find new heavens and a new earth, and it lightens all things within it, and it lightens beyond all the heavens, the new heavens and the new earth, up to the everlasting. What can you speak 7 times.
Now,
first gives light to the level of a lamb. I want you to understand this, that the Holy Scriptures, in the time you read them,
there
is that you read, it gives you light, that of a lamb.
It
might be this physical lantern,
but
when we speak of the lamb, we can speak of the African lanterns. Yes. And we can speak even both of the Western.
Now,
we can speak both of the bulbs.
All
those are levels of the lamp.
Those of
the
security lights.
Like the flood security lights.
The
lamp giving light of the word of God. But there's a level it reaches on.
And
it goes appears like the sun. And you read the scripture and it lightens very far. As you see the sun.
Those
who multiply themselves the second time more than the sun. The third time more than the sun. The fourth time more than the sun. And
there's
scriptures on that level. And they go on the fifth level, give you multiplication of the sun in giving light. Goes to the sixth level.
And
the sun in giving light and manifesting it. And reaches the seventh level. You read for us, we see.
Isaiah, esule ya makumi ya sato, nolo nyiriri urabi ni momu kaga.
Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 26.
Eromu sana guo mwezi, gulibangomu sana guenjuba. Nomu sana guenjuba, gulie yongira emirundi musambu. Ngomu sana guenaku musambu. Kulonako mukama, nwari labisako echinubule, echabantube. Naonya, echuundu, echokufumitua kwa
moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days. In the day that the Lord binds up the heart of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. Yes. When is healing doing revival as today? He brings out light that multiplied. Just as he can multiply the light of the moon 7 times. Or the light of the sun 7 times. I wanted to understand that when we speak of light of knowledge, light which brings the full knowledge of God, that in the word of God, the holy scriptures, as
they're
in the holy book of God,
Bible.
The Bible.
Believe
they have passed through words of God in the scriptures. As we've heard in the Psalms 119, verse 105. If it is passed through commands, the laws, and the judgments, as we've heard in the Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23, it can
kugamba ziringa meka.
It can give light in levels like 10 of them, more than the sun. Because we have the first level. Now, this
is
for the scriptures you read, and they give light like the lanterns of Africans. And they give you light like these lanterns. This African lantern. But they are going reducing.
Even
in Africa, you rarely can spot one. There are small ones in tins. It gives light to that where you are. The scriptures will read the light you to that distance. Now there are these lanterns of the hands. Yes. They give light to a level, so the scriptures give light to that level.
Kakati.
Now,
atini tujja tugenda kumusana kutabaza zine ze
bulbs. If we go to the bulbs, electric bulbs. Yes.
And
there is a light also to its own distance. Them to have levels.
Floodlights
of security.
It's
like a floodlight, but to the other distance far. Now there is still a darkness you can spot far off. That of light. Darkness of ignorance.
Satan
put it away. It is still to that distance. And it becometh light like the sun. And it gives light everywhere. But because light is like sun,
and
the word of God
would
say, scripture is given light to that extent.
There
are people who build lies, and they are like
building.
Light cannot reach into the building, there is darkness in there. Now what it does, it moves to second level, which has to multiply seven times.
It
reaches, it burns. The building of lies, and it seems to be imagine like this sun, multiplies the second level giving lies, it goes to the third level, goes to fourth level, goes to fifth level, sixth level,
enter
seventh level. This sun is increased multiplication like that. Even under the earth you can see there. Because first burns everything around and
melts.
Yet fights to destroy darkness wherever it is. This is what God has done in this generation. The light of the word of God passes through
knowledge.
Multiply it, reveal everything you never knew. Everything revealed. Light is manifesting
it.
Light of knowledge passes the word of God.
Well,
that's why I say Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 14, as they say this. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14.
Na ye bigambo byonna bwe bibuulirwa omusana gubirabisa.
But all things that are proved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does manifest is light. Yes. Everything reproved. Always light of knowledge is what reveals it. But it reveals most all passing through knowledge. When we shall speak of creation, everything giving light, every light was created through the spirit of knowledge. As you see the sun, even it calls the times and seasons. You think it doesn't? No, it counts you times and seasons.
I've
given you an example there. But I wanted to tell you, all along what you see, even the sun you see give light. Even stars and the moon you see give light. Even this, out of your bed light, the balance.
The
bit of knowledge all along is one in all those. He reveals all. He reveals from planet Earth where we are. He reveals the truth of all things within it. He reveals the lies hidden within it. That's why in the preaching of this time, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Even revival and restoration of all things.
Go
from this nation of Uganda.
The
year 2022. Remain with only 3 months.
It's
going to reveal all every day and night. The light of the word bringing knowledge in the heads of people.
Perfect.
Through the Holy Scriptures, every day it will give light. And they get it in all levels. In the level of the lamb, level of the sun,
and
multiplied seven times. And say, God, indeed you reveal secrets.
Sure.
Time in full knowledge what you've done to us. You know what they call full knowledge? This is exactly what we are on.
It
ministry leading the worldwide call.
Now
you're
going
to be seeing light every day. It shines
here.
Different levels as you hear of today. Yesterday you had a light, you got level you got it from. Even today there is another level.
This
is when God tells me increase
it.
Fly like six times we move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But
it's a
point we reach, you have to reveal all to above the heavens.
Increase
it by the Holy Spirit.
And
then you see to that far. But yet you're seated down there. God is great in counsel.
And he
to counsel this light to be much. You know, he said in Luke chapter 8, verse
16-17,
they do light in a lamp, put it at the basket. Now the light of the full knowledge of God,
Baba,
my friend, it gives light. Study scriptures as if you've never studied them. Bring them in the light of knowledge. Increase different levels. That scripture, oh Lord, I read it, I never saw it that far.
Yet,
we have a spirit of knowledge to increase levels. Light in the scripture you read yesterday and you never saw it then. Sure. You read in Luke that we see. Luke chapter 8, in the verse 16. No man, when he has lightened the lamp, covers it with a vessel, or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that they who enter in may see the light. Verse
17.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light. Yes. Nothing which wasn't known, which will be brought in its light. And revealed knowledge. Since the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory, He decided to reveal everything. And He said nothing which was hid. You know what He said? Nothing which wasn't known. Those are one which are of God. Those which were known. And he has to knowledge. But those hits, they are of the lies of Satan. He hits them. They hide behind the lies.
Them
brings them in the light of the full knowledge. Passing through His word, the Holy Scriptures. Both
that
never knew of God.
Secret
for the secret belong to God. Even this one's
Satan
hid. Satan hid lies. Light is increased in that scripture.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But these are so practical. I show you the levels of light of the word. It can be increased for that scripture you read every day.
Those which were
known and those which you
are hit. Those
which are hit, you wonder.
Those
not known, are they not the ones which you are hit?
Yes,
they are not the same. Those which are not known, they are ones of God. They had not been understood. They have never entered in our ears, entered in the heart of man, and you've never seen them.
Those
hid and settled. He hid schemes. Them to God reveals them. You repeat that scripture we say. Luke chapter
8,
verses
17.
Luke chapter 8, verses 17.
Kubanga tewali kigambo ekyakisibwa ekitalirabisibwa. Newakubadde ekyakwekebwa ekitalimanyibwa n'ekirabika mu lwatu.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. Neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light. Yes.
The secret things are for God.
Ebyekyama biba bya Mukama.
Ebibadde byota
byota. Those are what you are not yet known.
Naye ate waliwo ebikwekeddwa.
They are those just hid. Hypocrisy of Satan appears as angel of light. And you cannot understand it. Here in full knowledge, God's final work on this planet
earth,
in revival of all things,
to
be known the way they were, the way they should be, how they will be forever. All we bring them out, reveal them to you. This overflowing scourge reveals
goes
even in the lies it exposed them.
According to Isaiah 28. Yes.
It goes past through reveal them. Breaks the refuge of lies. Listen. Isaiah chapter 28.
Isaya esula yabirimu 8. Isaya esula yabirimu 8 no runyiriri ole 18.
Isaiah chapter 28 verses 17.
Isaya yabirimu 8 olinyole 17.
Isaiah chapter 28 verses 17.
Era ndifulo musango okuba omugogo ogugera no butukirivu okuba omugogo ogutereza no muzira guli ebyaddala ekiddukire ekyobulimba.
Justice also will I make the measuring line, in righteousness the plumb line, and the hail shall sweep away the refugee of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. Verses 18. I have told you where the lies have hidden. Even what hides it, this light shines, it lightens to them. If someone say,
wow,
even that place all along it's not there, they deceive us. If you look to purgatory in the scriptures, where do you find it? Even Jannah has not its place. Hell and heaven and the earth are the ones which have their place. We have the earth, hell, and heaven. Those are places written and which have light, which lightens to where they are. But purgatory has not its place. Even Jannah has not its place. According to the light of knowledge of the word of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Understand what is preached to be a terror. But there's nothing you can hide anymore.
The
light of the word. It brings knowledge. The revelation.
It's
lightened and people get to know it. What are you going to hide? Isaiah chapter
28
verses
18.
And your covenant with death shall be annulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be beaten down by it. Yes. You know that overflowing scourge? Let me tell you. The light passes through the spirit of knowledge of God. That of the word of God. The Holy Scriptures. Anytime it reveals, it's a punishment to the liars. It scourges them. That's why they will try to arise to fight. But because people would have understood what is preached, it will be a terror to them to dare touch us. For to understand what is preached, it's going to become a terror.
Isaiah chapter 28,
verses 19.
Kubanga buli lucha kinayitangamu emisana n'ekiro. Era okutegeera ebibuulirwa kuliba nti nsansa.
From the time that it goes forth, it shall take you, for morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a terror just to understand the report. Yes,
ntisa,
a terror.
I
remember the promise of this light of knowledge, which passed through the word of God, the Holy Scripture. It was promised to spread the whole world, that God's children will no more get destroyed. Windows therefore get destroyed for lacking knowledge.
God
promised there will no more be destruction. In the earth
is
going to pour a light of knowledge. The earth will be filled with knowledge of God and His glory. As the water spread in the sea, it already began. I take you to where you are, you hear knowledge.
Read Isaiah
11,
verse
9,
we see. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 9.
Tebalirumwa, ne wakubadde okuzikiriza ku lusozi lwange lwonna, ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu lwonna.
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Yes. All along when God tells you, earth is going to be filled knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. He has been telling you, the earth is going to be filled revelation. In that revelation, it brings the full knowledge of God and His glory. As you see today. For in Habakkuk, he had promised the earth will be filled knowledge of God's glory. Let's read there, we hear. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14.
Kubanga enseri julo kumanya ekitiibwa kya Mukama.
For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Hey.
Yes. He has been filled knowledge of the glory of God. To know the glory of God. He said all those with flesh have to know it all together.
Then
you began already see it all together. In the Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5,
he said
all those with flesh have to see it all together. We hope you see it right now. Let's read, we hear. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 5.
N'ekitiibwa kya Mukama kiribikkulibwa, ne bonna abalina omubiri balikirabira wamu, kubanga akamwa ka Mukama ke kakyogedde.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Ate bw'ayogera teyejjusa.
And when he speaks, he does not regret it. All those with flesh have to see it as you hear today.
Kubanga eno twogera.
There we speak.
Tuogera ku government ya Katonda yo muguru
ku nsi. Speak of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Tuli ku department yayo eyo monana.
We are on its eighth department.
Eyo moyo mtu ku mbujuvu.
The Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Era nga tuli ku division eyo kutano.
And we are right on the fifth division.
Eyo moyo wo kumanya ka Katonda ku nsi.
Of the spirit of knowledge of God on the earth.
Aita mu musana ogwo kumanya.
Through Him passes light of knowledge.
Ogujude.
The full.
Ogwita mu kigambo cha Katonda.
Passes through the light of word of God.
Eyo andi ku bitukufu.
The Holy Scriptures.
Okutuko okubikulu okumanya Katonda.
To reach it, to reveal the full knowledge of God and His glory. And the treasure of knowledge is now filling them with fears. And you believe. And you put in action. And you spread them far. He promises that you are lamps of the world.
And
when you put lights into the world, they see the glory of God.
Sure,
He promised in Matthew 5. Just as be a light in today, you too going to give that light. Let's read Matthew chapter 5 verses
14.
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse
15.
Neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Verse
16.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Yes. You are the last of the world.
You,
don't you take us like an entire city? We represent Jerusalem of heaven.
In
the thousands of angels.
See,
after God lightens in us the light of knowledge, light of full knowledge of God and His glory, which pass through His word, the Holy Scriptures, and puts in the vessel of clay,
He adds
light into the whole world.
See, the
glory of the Lord God,
as
we attach on actions, light, acts of the word of God.
Yes, we have
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Now
that is the first point. I have just reached it there. At the end of its summary.
And
we say that the spirit of knowledge of God, He reveals the full light of knowledge which passes through the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, starting from planet Earth to passing through all the heavens up to above the heavens before creation happened. At the beginning and the end, where we find new heavens and the new earth, even beyond the new heavens, to reaching the everlasting. Because there God is where is called the Lord God Omnipotent, the unlimited God. He sits in the everlasting. He sits in the everlasting light. There. All that knowledge is what is there. All the light is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But
I want
to see the second point. The second point says this, that the spirit or the eye of knowledge of God is the vision or the revelations which is manifest within the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, as they are in the word of God, in the Holy Book of God. Passing through the spirit of knowledge, the eye or spirit of knowledge of God, it is to bring the vision and the revelations which pass through the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, in the Holy Book of God, to reveal in all things or to manifest and reveal all things from this earth. passing through all the heavens, up to above the heavens, before creation happened, at the beginning and the end, where we find the new heavens, even beyond the new heavens, to reaching the everlasting. You will not deceive us that there is any other light you will bring to lighten us those things. The books of the world, they can't blink even a little light.
But
those who wrote the books of the world, they cannot even lighten to us even things in the world to finish their light. Now we have books that they are of God. Now for example, like evangelists. But if you dare look in it, you can't see the light. It's not light.
Chibururu.
This is dimness, dim light. It's not light.
Doesn't
lighten even things in the world to understand them. And when you look at the book like Quran, you ask the light within it.
Kavuyo.
This is chaos.
It's
like
darkness,
yet they do not reconcile, yet in that book they agreed. How come? They speak things of light and of darkness at the same time. My God. The only book we have in this world of the living God, it's the book, the Bible.
For
I've told you, it brings the light of knowledge to meaning a vision and to be revealed, passing through the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, and reveal to you everything from planet Earth and its fullness, the entire heavens, to reach the third heaven, even their fullness, even reaching above the heavens before creation happened, the beginning and the end, find new heaven and their fullness, even beyond above the new heavens. In the everlasting, you know, even everlasting and light is in the word. It's the only book filled with the spirit of knowledge. The rest, if they are there, you come explain to us. Those who wrote them, just come explain us everything within planet Earth.
Do
I get the book of God? I explain you whatever is in planet Earth.
Creation
of this planet and its foundations with everything within it. And I live there, I got the airspace in the heaven. After I finished the firmament, I entered the heavens from the first to the last. As I explained how they were created and everything, I am in the scriptures, you too, you bring your books.
I go
above heavens, I explain how it is before creation happened. At the beginning and the end,
heaven is empty.
I explain what does new heavens and
earth,
as you to show them to be in your books. I go to the everlasting beyond new heavens. I explain what's there. The book of knowledge of God, all light in the
Holy
Spirit. You to bring your books, we explain. He told them in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8. You scribes wrote lies.
Rejected
is what there is no wisdom you have. There is no understanding. There is no counsel. There is no power. There is no knowledge. You first read Jeremiah, we move on. Jeremiah chapter 8 from verse
8. Naye laba ekalamu eyobulimba eyabawandisi ewandise bitali byamaziba.
How dare you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us, Lo, suddenly he's made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie. Verses
9.
The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is within them?
Hey,
yes. Because the word of God is where there is light. Light of knowledge. Of revelation. Which can envision everything. Which reveals you. That light of revelation. That's what told us Psalms 119:105. The word of God is the lamp.
And
a light which lightens our path as we walk to head on to eternal life, and we know everything. Now these books of the scribes of the world, they do not hold knowledge in them,
which
there that it's clear knowledge. First, it's not clear knowledge. We demand them the full knowledge of God. We speak of the full revelation. But they just wear in the body. You tether them, you get mad as you're tired. That's how the chief preacher, the Holy Spirit, spoke in the Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And he says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 12.
Eranate, mwana wange, labuka. Okola ngebitabe binji, tekuli koje kukoma. No kuyige nyo, kuko yomubiri.
And father, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Yes! They have made books in the world. They weary the flesh. Others even fall mad. If a scientist has not drunk alcohol, smoked cocaine, he can't do anything. Because the book of the Lord has light of knowledge, which brings vision and revelation. It cannot weary you. You study as you don't need even cocaine. You don't need to drink alcohol first. You need to be filled with the Spirit. That He makes you know His words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why we told you that the spirit of knowledge of God through Him passes light of knowledge that in the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, He has brought vision your way in the revelation at the end of things. The end of a thing is better than its beginning, always. They are not only the start of it.
You
don't know where things end, you are in a big problem. That's why religions, they don't know where heaven is and what is in there. That religion ran very fast from it. Run from beliefs which can reveal you things where they end and what is there. Because where are they taking you? Where they have not envisioned you. You run quick from the false salvation out there. Seek for the salvation of truth which are the one like this.
It
lightens you to the heavens where you go and how things are there. Read Ecclesiastes, he tells us. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and the verse 8.
Enkomerero y'ekigambo esinga obulungi okusoka kwacho. Alina omwoyo ogugumiikiriza asinga alina omwoyo gw'amalala.
Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in the spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Yes. The end of a thing
is far better than its beginning. Now it's good to be in the faith of truth.
It's
come from hearing and hearing the word of God.
You
can enlighten from the beginning of things. When we speak of life,
enlighten
new life from this hour
up
to entire third heaven.
I'm going to
tell you, when that heaven and earth pass away, we shall take you above the heavens at the beginning.
That,
there they reveal to you
heaven is
there are new heavens and a new earth. Wow. Run from darkness of lies of Satan. Everywhere there is no knowledge, that is darkness.
And
the knowledge we speak of is what passed through the light of word of God. It's the darkness, the lies. And the devils love to reign where there is no revelation. Before I go there,
in
the Hosea 4 verse 6, he says like this.
Hosea chapter 4 verse
6.
Abantu bange bazikiridde olw'okubulwa okumanya. Kubanga oganye okumanya, nange ndi kugaana gwe. Olebengo kubeera kabona jendi. Kubanga weerabidde amateeka ga Katonda wo, nange ndi erabira abaana bo.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Yes. People that are destroyed for lacking knowledge. We
had,
he commanded light of knowledge shine in darkness. It means knowledge. It is revelation. According to Proverbs chapter 29, verses 18. And it says like this. Proverbs chapter 29 verses
18.
Where there is no revelation, people perish, but he that keeps the law, happy is he. Yes! It's so bad to go for a fellowship. And where you've gathered from, you're not added onto light of knowledge and pass through the word of God, the holy scriptures, to enter into revelation. If you're in a place like that, you know God is not in that place, or he's not been manifest in that place. For in the holy gathering of God, we are in revelations
of
knowledge. Know what they say in the Corinthians?
First
Corinthians chapter 14.
First
Corinthians chapter 14 verse 26.
Kale kiri kitya abooluganda, bwe mukungaana, buli muntu alina oluyimba, alina okuyigiriza, alina ekimubikkuliddwa, alina olulimi, alina okutegeeza. Byonna bikolebwenga olw'okuzimba.
How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. Yes. Those alone are what can grow you to reach the measure of Christ. All they must bring light of the knowledge to be envisioned, to be revealed. See 1 Corinthians 14 verse 6, he says this. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 6.
Naye kaakano abooluganda, obanga ndijja gye muli nga njogera ennimi, ndibagasa ntya? Bwe siryogera nammwe oba mukubikkula oba mukutegeera oba mukubuulira oba mukuyigiriza.
Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine.
He,
yes.
This
is in Revelation, that's knowledge. Yes. Give them knowledge. They both move together. Two of them. Yes. Even Ephesians prophecies. Chapter 1 verse 17. He says like this. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
Katonda wa mukama wafe Yesu Kristo, kitafe owe chitibwa. Abawo omwoyo gwa magezi n'ogwo kubikulirwa. Mukutegeera ye.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Yes. But if you don't get revealed, you cannot enter in knowing him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God is good. All the time. But when he's revealing,
he
can reveal to you all and it reaches the third heaven. And
he
moves you out to above the heavens. At the beginning and the end. That's why there's one boasting as you say. Let me go in the vision of the Lord.
Yet,
entering into knowledge of the living God. 2 Corinthians chapter
12.
2 Corinthians chapter 12
and
verse 1. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I told you knowledge. It's to be envisioned, to be revealed. Revelations passing through the light of the Word of God. The Holy Scriptures. When he went into them, where did they take him? He entered into knowledge of this.
2 Corinthians
chapter 12 verses 2.
Manyo omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14 oba mu mubiri simanyi oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi okutwalibwa omuntu alibwa atyo mu ggulu eryokusatu.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Yes. He said, I went to know. I reached to knowledge. I knew Jesus.
What
I knew, he was taken to the third heaven. I got to understand that. Yet he passed through the vision and revelation. Most of those priests who work under this spirit, they will explain to you knowledge always is to be revealed and a vision
passing
through light of the full Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. I want to go to the third point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Someone is saying, let's stop there. This light is too much. Let's first go with that, maybe. There's one who first
says,
but if I've gotten the spirit of wisdom and of understanding and of counsel, I had even the one of power. There I am finished. When he reached the one of knowledge, he's wondering, but now I need all that God needs me to be with. For every good work he will send me on.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to go to the third point. In the spirit of knowledge, in the spirit or eye of knowledge of God, where they made all the spiritual transports, those of God, like the vision, the dreams, the trance.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
We are together in this, our third point. We reveal that responsibility of the spirit of knowledge of God on the earth.
In
the spiritual eye of knowledge of God,
it's
where they made all the spiritual transports of God, where there is the dreams, the visions. For the vision, we've said it's knowledge. The vision is knowledge. You have said that. As the dreams, the visions, the trance, or transfiguration, the thamim, urim, and the azotas. They were made under the spirit of knowledge. Or from the spirit of knowledge. Even though the spirit of understanding is one who must use them in bringing message here a little, there a little. For some, path through vision, others dreams, others the transfiguration or trance.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For if we told you that knowledge is to be a vision and it's to be revealed, they were made in there in the spiritual transports. That's why it speaks them mostly in Job chapter 20, verse 28, as it says this. I'm going to have a science I'm going to show you. And it is spiritual science. Job chapter 20, verses 28. Job chapter 20, verses 8. Job chapter 20, verses
8.
He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. Yes. These are spiritual transports. He flies as a dream.
See that?
Swiftly.
And
disappears like in a vision. Let me tell you
something.
This earth in the brief. All things as they measure their speed. They said they run by the speed of light. They measure them by light. But that is the light of knowledge. Out of it came the quickest spiritual transport. Maybe we end here. God is great in counsel. You cannot stand
him.
There is nothing new you can take counsel about. Because you've said, this our third point says, that the spiritual eye of knowledge of God, it's what is responsible, and out of it they made the spiritual transports of God. For example, like the dreams, the visions, the trance or transfiguration, the thamim, urim, and the azotals. Because we told you in the point above that knowledge is to be envisioned.
But he
told us in the Job chapter 20, verse 8, the dream flies away very speedily. Even a vision flashes.
naye wano we babapima ku nsi,
but yeah, when they measure on this earth,
ebintu engeri gye biddukiramu,
the speed of how things run,
babipimira ku light,
they measure them by light. Speed of light.
Tebamanyi nti babipimira ku mwoyo wa kumanya.
All of they never knew they measure them by the spirit of knowledge. Now this is spiritual science of the high level.
Aha, mukama mukuru.
God is great.
Naye kansoke nnyonnyola entambula y'okwolesa.
But let me first explain the spiritual transport of a vision. Let's do part A.
Tunnyonnyole ekirooto.
Let's explain the spiritual transport of a dream. For the dream of God, in it there are dark sayings, those of God, known as proverbs or parables, and in it is little light of the words, and all demonstrations are in dark sayings. They are mysterious.
Nga byetaaga alina omusana ogw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde oguyita mu kigambo.
And they need one with the light of the full word of God.
Ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
The holy scriptures.
Okunnyonnyola.
To explain it.
Okuinterpretinga.
To interpret it. Yes.
Ateekamu omusana.
He puts in it light.
Nga mutono.
Little light.
Ayagala abali ku nsi baayisa bajjuzzamu omusana.
He wants those in the light, in the world he has called filled with light.
Bajjeko siiru.
They take off the seal.
Bamaleyo omusana ogwo.
And they finish out that light.
Ebeera ddaka saying okugamba nti eri mu ngero.
It appears in the dark saying is to say it's in the proverbs. Parables. Let me repeat.
Kana katundu A.
This portion A.
Tunnyonnyoka entambula y'omweyitibwa okwolera ekirooto.
Explain the spiritual transport called the dream.
Net garment ekirooto kya Katonda.
But we have told you the dream of God.
Zibira dark saying.
These are dark sayings.
Oba tugambe okwogera okuliko seal.
So let's say the speaking which has seals upon it.
Nga kuli mu ngero.
And it's in the proverbs.
Oba ze tuyita parables.
Or what we call parables.
Okutegeeza nti aleka ataddeko omusana mutono ogw'ekigambo.
To mean he brings them when he has attached on little light of the word.
Ogw'ebyawandiikibwa.
Those of the scriptures.
Kubanga n'okwolesa kwamu.
Even its envisionings.
Okwolesa oba demonstrations
within it.
Zibeera mu byama.
They are in two mysteries.
Nga zeetaaga omuweereza wa Katonda ku nsi.
And they need a servant of God on this world.
Ajudde omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Who is full of light of the word of God.
Okuggyako seals zinaakunnyonnyola.
Take off the seals and explain
n'amalayo omusana gwabyo.
And he finishes their light. Yes.
Kubanga bwatu bwayogera mu kubala.
But that is how he speaks in Numbers.
Esula 12.
Chapter 12.
Olw'omukaaga paka olw'omunaana.
Verses 6 to 8.
Ng'agamba bw'ati.
And he says like this.
Okubala esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Numbers chapter 12 in the verse 6.
Nayogera nti muwulire nno ebigambo byange. Obanga munabanga mumwe nabbi. Nze Mukama neetegeezanga gy'ali mu kwolesebwa. Nayogeranga naye mu kirooto.
And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will speak myself. I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision. And will speak unto him in a dream. Verse 7.
Omuddu wange Musa siwali bwatyo. Oyo mwesigwa mu nyumba yange yonna.
My servant Moses is not thus, who is faithful in all my house. Verses 8.
Oyo nayogeranga naye akamwa n'akamwa mu lwatu, so si mu bigambo bya ngero. N'okufaanana kwa Mukama anaakulabanga. Kale ekyabalobera ki okutya okwogera obubi ku muddu wange ku Musa?
With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even clearly, and not in dark sayings. And the form of the Lord shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Yes.
Ayogera naye maaso ku maaso.
He speaks with him eye on one.
Mu kukyusibwa.
In the trance.
Naye abalala ayogera nabo mu birooto.
But the others speak with them in the dreams and the visions.
Zaise dark saying.
Called dark sayings.
Oba ze tuyite engero.
Or the proverbs.
Oba ze tuyita.
Or the parables.
Kubeerako siiru.
There are seals attached on them.
Bw'omusana ogw'ekigambo nga
And the light of the word does not come to lighten in higher levels.
And
it's like a small lantern, local lantern. And they need those light of the Son of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. They tend to finish the light for you. That is why he says, Matthew chapter 13. Starting from verse
9
to
10.
From verse 10 to
11.
He did say like this. On the issue of the parables. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 10.
Abayigirizwa ne bajja ne bamugamba. Kikyekikogeza nabo mu ngero.
And the disciples came and said unto him, why do you speak unto them in parables? Verse
11.
He answered, said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
Yes, you was ready.
Praise Amen. Jesus much. When God speaks with you in a dream, you know he speaks with you in the parables. Speaks with you with words having seals on them. And their light is hidden. And you need his servants who have light of the word which is full and filled very well. To finish for you that light. And they are given a blessing to know those.
But
when he speaks of the parables, in the Proverbs 1, verses 1 to 4, he explains of them that they mean this. Proverbs chapter 1 and the verse
1.
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Verse
2.
To know wisdom and the instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Verses
3.
To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity. Verses
4. Magezi, omulenzi,
to give prudency to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion.
Hey.
Yes. Yeah, is knowledge in there? They need wisdom and understanding. All they are hidden in that dream. The ordinances.
Instructions.
Things God is directing you, but you don't understand them. Yet the light of knowledge, it's what is responsible of that, but it's in the lower levels. God is reduced it in the messages given you in the movement, in the transport of the dream. And expect you have to meet a person with the light of the full knowledge of God, which passed through his word, the Holy Scriptures, that he can interpret for you those. According to Daniel chapter 1 verse 17. Daniel chapter 1 verse 17.
Naye abavubuka abana Katonda n'abawa okumanya n'okutegeera mu kuyiga kwonna n'amagezi. Danieli n'aba mugezi mu kwolesebwa kwonna ne mu birooto.
As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Yes. Wisdom and all understanding. To know all of visions and dreams. Yes, let's read also Daniel chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. When you see that those with the full light of the word, they are one who can interpret the dreams.
Daniel chapter 5,
verses 10.
Awo n'abakyala n'ayingira mu nju ey'embaga olw'ebigambo bya kabaka n'abaami be. N'abakyala n'ayogera nti, "Ayi kabaka, obenga omulamu emirembe gyonna, ebirowoozo byo bireme okukweraliikiriza. So n'amaaso go galeme okuwanyisibwa."
Now the queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spoke and said, "O king, live forever. Let not your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance be changed." Verse
11. Ne mu mirembe gya kitaawo omusana n'okutegeera n'amagezi nti n'amagezi ng'amagezi g'aba Katonda byalabikira mwoyo. Ne kabaka Nabukadduneza kitaawo n'amufuula omukulu w'abasawo n'abafumu n'abakaludaaya n'abalaguzi.
There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, I say, your father, made masters of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. Yes. And the light of knowledge is in him. Interpret all dreams and all visions.
You
do not know magicians,
astrologers,
the stargazers. What we speak of, we speak of the extreme science in the spirit of knowledge. Most of those, when we come back the other time, then we explain the other spiritual transports came through the spirit of knowledge. May God bless you. Thank you for coming, for listening, believing, putting in action, even to spread it to the whole world. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.